Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Chinese company Shandong High Speed Group Corporation has delayed financial close of its Banja Luka Prador motorway PPP in Bosnia due to planning permissions. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, there are a few market moves. Francesco Gatti has been appointed CFO at Eni in support of the company's implementation of its decarbonisation plan. The IFC has appointed Noel Mary, previously Vice President of Operations at Matita in Dubai, as Senior Operations Officer for its upstream team. And DTEC Renewables has appointed Maris Kunikis, former CEO of DTEC Kivrid Grids, as its CEO. Over on our third-party news track service in the commodity space, Ukraine state energy firm Naftogaz said it would not resume buying natural gas from Russia, which has been suspended since late 2015 until Moscow offered it competitive prices and conditions. Marathon Petroleum has announced plans to permanently close two small US oil refineries located in Martinez, California, and in Gallup, New Mexico. And Britain's Neptune Energy and its partners have discovered oil at a jointly owned drilling license in the Norwegian part of the North Sea and will now consider options for how to develop the find, the company said. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Sberbank has structured a trade finance deal for the first time on its record. The deal involved the International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation, a leading provider of trade solutions and member of the Islamic Development Bank Group, and was implemented through Sberbank subsidiary bank in Switzerland that has commodity trade finance at the core of its operations. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.